Well, the phones have been going, as Kate would say, bunter this morning.
Yes.
Since we got on at 5:30 with the Victoria Police Ring of Steel actually in full force, as we are now into lockdown mark two, and police have set checkup points at, well, at least seven major arterial roads, and are also conducting random checks this morning as they're taking a hardline approach to enforcing these new restrictions. Before we go to a couple of our reporters on the spot, let's head to Wayne, who's called in. Morning to you, Wayne.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Where are you?
Just heading to work. I'm heading towards Bendigo. But I've just been through Gisborne. So the Gisborne South exit, there's roadblocks set up. That's all great. I'm thinking I'm not going to get away from the Ring of Steel. And I drive through. They've got all of the roadblocks up, but nobody's home. So it seems if you go to Bendigo, you got no problems getting out.
Is it smoko time, Wayne?
Maybe the donut truck turned up.
Could you see any officers at all, Wayne, or they were there just not pulling people over yet?
No, nobody, nothing there at all. Wow. So we're all reduced to one lane, reduced down to 40 k's from 110, and I just sort of slowed down, and I'm thinking, oh, we're going to get stopped. Yeah, no, not going to happen.
No good reason. Hey, Wayne, hold the line for us. Grab two bottles of the brand new Debortley La Boheme, the Interlude Yarra Valley Pinot Noir. If anybody else is around Melbourne,
indeed,
the outer suburbs, the country areas now, and has run into any of these roadblocks, or can tell us how the traffic is now, because at 10 to 6, I reckon, we were being told some of those areas, Princess Highway going into Gippsland, Coldstream before the Yarra Glen turn off, eastbound on the Princess Freeway at Long Warrie, Bacchus Marsh, Avalon Airport, and where Pat Mitchell is right now. 96900 693. Let us know what's happening now and what effect it's having on the traffic. Pat Mitchell is our police reporter who's at a roadblock in Lang Lang. Good morning, Pat.
G'day, Kate. G'day, Quarters.
Hey, how is it?
Look, it's actually not too bad. It took me 5 or 10 minutes to get through. So this is the South Gippsland Highway just before the Western Port Road, so that roundabout there. As Wayne said, yeah, down to one lane. We've got there's one of those trucks you'd see for any kind of road works, like one of those just putting out witches hats and whatnot, and then three police cars. They're stopping most cars, just saying where you're heading. And I haven't seen anyone really issued a fine or anything just yet. And as I said, the traffic isn't too bad. But I can answer Wayne's question before. He said he was in Gisborne and it looked like something was being set up, but no one was there yet. Basically, police have said they'll have one of these checkpoints on seven major arterial roads. So you guys have already been through, Donnybrook, Melbourne, Coldstream, Long Warrie, Avalon, Gisborne. I'm told Hume, there may be one as well, and then here at Lang Lang. Now, on top of that, they'll also have just random intercepts. They'll be using that number plate recognition technology. If it pings up with someone that's, from Greater Melbourne, but, you're in a rural area.
Not registered to that area.
Yeah. Or just even from a long way from your suburb, they'll probably pull you over, ask what you're doing out there, and that's where you may get caught as well. And then they'll also have a whole lot of just like a smaller booze bus type situation where they'll just set up a car off a main road, on one of the other roads, and just that'll be like a 4 hours type situation where they'll stop a few cars and then they'll move that somewhere else.
So with things like that Gisborne one and the ones we mentioned, the infrastructure will be there, but they may not always be manned?
No, I think those ones, they'll probably be there, I can't say for the whole duration of the lockdown, but they're more permanent ones.
Yep.
But I'm saying if you think you've done well getting past one of those major arterial roads and you're through into a regional centre and you think you're in the clear, probably think again, because there will be police just pulling over people at random, and also smaller operations where you'll probably get caught.
And you said it didn't take you too long getting through. What did you tell them you were doing?
I said, I'm a reporter. Can I just pull over and speak to Quarters and Kate? And they said, oh, Quarters and Kate, don't worry. Just pull to the left there.
So by the sounds of things, Pat, it's very much like the old-fashioned booze bus set up. It's a game of chance. So if you want to take them on, you might get through, but you might not. And as I said, even if you try and do a sneaky U-turn or a sneaky turn left or right, they might be there to nab you.
Exactly. And they say the window of discretion is closing, is what they keep saying. So the more you keep pushing it, the more likely you are to get fined.
So I assume, Pat, that the stock standard fine is the $1,600 and something. That's the one that you're going to cop if you try to cheat the system.
Yep, that I'll be sending through to Stephen Beers if I do get one. But, so $1,600, or if you're a business, it's closer to $10,000. So the same kind of fines we saw for the last shutdown.
Good on you, Pat.
Yeah, thanks for getting out there for us this morning. And let us know, obviously, you know, if that traffic does increase or if you see any difference to sort of how it's working this morning, do let us know as well. Pat Mitchell, our police reporter at a roadblock in Lang Lang.